Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is standing as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says no country can say how India shapes its global relations. Quad members India, Japan, Australia and the US condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan escalate on border. And in men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 9 wickets in third and final ODI in Vishakhapatnam, clinched the series 2-1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress.
8% se jyada ki growth rate hamari pragati ki nayi gati ka pratibimb hai. Ye sirf number nahi hai, ye strong macroeconomic signal hai. Ye sandesh hai ki Bharat aaj global economy ka growth driver ban raha hai. Aur hamare ye aankde tab hai jab global growth 3% ke aaspaas hai.
Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said, in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said no country has a say on how India develops its relations with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy.
Everybody knows that India has relations with all the major countries of the world. And I think for any country to expect to have a veto or a say in how we develop our relations with others is not a reasonable proposition. Because remember, the others can expect the same. So we've always made it very clear that we have multiple relationships. We have a freedom of choice. We talk about what is called strategic autonomy. And that continues.
Dr. Jaishankar also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected free trade agreement with them. He disclosed that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. Dr. Jaishankar said a significant share of India's challenges, including terrorism, stems from the Pakistani army and asserted that New Delhi will deal with the threat while it exists. The minister added that ideological hostility towards India continues to originate from Pakistan's military establishment.
The reality of the Pakistani army has always been, and much of our problems actually emanate from there. When you look at the terrorism, when you look at the training camps, when you look at the sort of a policy of, I would say, almost ideological hostility towards India, where does that come from? It comes from the army.
India, Japan, Australia and the United States unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and expressed their condolences for the Red Fort terror incident. The two-day third Quad Counter-Terrorism Working Group meeting was held in New Delhi on the 4th and 5th of this month. During the meeting, the Quad member countries exchanged assessments on the terrorism threat landscape, including developments in the Indo-Pacific region. The United States has told its European NATO allies to take over the majority of NATO's regular defense tasks, including intelligence gathering and missile defense, by the year 2027. Pentagon officials conveyed the message to European diplomats. They warned that if Europe fails to meet this 2027 goal, the US might stop participating in some of the ways NATO coordinates its defenses. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, the fourth C-17 aircraft, the third one carrying Bailey Bridge units, arrived in Colombo, Sri Lanka today to restore essential connectivity in the cyclone-affected region. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the aircraft had about 55 tons of Bailey Bridge stores, a JCB and 13 personnel from Engineer Corps. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Pakistan and Afghanistan exchanged heavy fire along their border last night, officials from both countries said. Afghan Taliban spokesman Zabiullah Mujahid said Pakistani forces launched attacks in the Spinbuldak district of Kandahar province. His deputy, Hamdullah Fitra, told media that shelling by Pakistan killed five people, including a Taliban member. Meanwhile, a Taliban spokesperson said Pakistan had once again initiated attacks and said it was forced to respond. Head of Kandahar's Information Department, Ali Muhammad Hakmal, said Pakistan's forces had attacked with light and heavy artillery and civilian homes had been hit by mortar fire. The Afghan Taliban government also accused Pakistan of conducting airstrikes within Afghan territory. In South Sudan, 50 people were killed, including 33 children, in a drone attack by Sudanese paramilitary forces that targeted a kindergarten in Kalogi, South Kordofan. Emergency lawyers, a human rights group, condemned the strikes, blaming the rapid support forces for violating international humanitarian law by targeting civilians and medical staff. In South Africa, 11 people were killed and 14 others injured in a mass shooting incident in Pretoria. The incident occurred early this morning at the Soulsville Hostel in Atteridgeville, west of the city. Media reports indicate that at least three armed men entered the hostel and opened fire randomly. The South African Police Service has launched an urgent manhunt for three unknown suspects, while all injured are in hospital. In Indonesia, the death toll from cyclone-driven floods and landslides across three Indonesian provinces on Sumatra climbed to 908 today, with over 400 people still missing, government data showed. The disaster has also claimed around 200 lives in southern Thailand and Malaysia. Green groups blame deforestation linked to mining and logging for amplifying damage from the floods. Indonesia's Environment Ministry has suspended operations at mining and hydropower firms blamed for worsening the floods through deforestation. In Australia, wildfires in New South Wales have burned through thousands of hectares of bushland today. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service has confirmed that 16 homes have been destroyed as bushfires continue to rage across the state. Authorities have issued the highest level evacuation warnings, urging thousands of residents to leave immediately. The 11th India International Science Festival, IISF, organized by the Union Ministry of Science and Technology, started today at the Shera Ground, Panchkula in Haryana. The festival will continue until December the 9th. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the third and final ODI of the three-match series in Visakhapatnam tonight. The men in blue achieved the target of 271 runs in just 39.5 overs for India Yashasvi Jaiswal, scored an unbeaten 116 runs, while half centuries from Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli helped the team comfortably chase down the target. With this win, India sealed the series 2-1. India made a strong start at the season-ending ISSF World Cup final today, with Suruchi Singh securing the women's 10-metre air pistol gold and setting a new junior world record. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is standing as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says no country can say how India shapes its global relations. Quad members India, Japan, Australia and US condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan escalate on the border. And in men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 9 wickets in third and final ODI in Visakhapatnam clinched the series 2-1. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.